can't come to the phone right now. I'm listening to Party Talk Podcast.
Welcome to the Party Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Cooper Keimig, back with Chris Keimig. Today's episode, we're going to be reviewing third base for fantasy baseball this season. We're going to go through our top 10 in the rankings. We'll talk about some sleepers, some breakouts, some under-the-radar players, and just kind of go over our lists, give who we like, who we don't like, and I'll go ahead and get started with my number one ranked third baseman for fantasy baseball this season. I'm going to go Jose Ramirez, number one. He's one of the only third basemen who's projected for a 25 home run, 25 stolen base season. He's been a pretty, you know, solid first round, second round pick the last couple years. So I'll rank him number one. My second ranked third baseman is Austin Riley. I think he has the biggest home run upside of all the third basemen, which also means he's going to get a lot of RBIs. He's going to get a lot of runs in that Braves lineup, which is probably the best lineup in the league aside from the Dodgers. Number three, it was kind of a toss-up between three and four, but I'll go Rafael Devers, number three. He's got the closest RBI upside to Austin Riley. The Red Sox lineup, it looks pretty decent. Tyler O'Neill's hurt once again. Not surprised there. But, yeah, I got Rafi Devers third. And then Ellie De La Cruz fourth. He's the biggest wild card of this group. He could lead the league in steals, but he could also lead the league in strikeouts. He's a very exciting player. I'll rank him number four. Surprisingly, I have him ranked higher than Gunnar Henderson. I'm not the biggest Gunnar Henderson fan, but I have to admit the talent's there, so I'll rank him number five. Six, I got Manny Machado. This is the lowest he's been ranked in years. You know, he's coming off, I think it was elbow surgery, probably be DHing at the start of the season, but yeah, he's number six. And then another player who's pretty low is Nolan Arenado. He's coming off a down season, but I think he will bounce back. It's just a talented group here, so I got him ranked seven. Royce Lewis, you could argue he's the biggest wild card aside from Ellie De La Cruz. We'll talk about him a little later. I have him ranked eighth. Alex Bregman, he's just a steady, good number nine ranking. And then Ha-Sung Kim, I got him ranked 10. Why don't you go through your top 10, Chris?
All right. The first group of players is like a group of a tier of three. But I'm going to change things up. So I'm going with Austin Riley of the Braves. I just like the way he hit last year. He's only 26, heading into his prime year. And the thing with him, he never sits out. 159 to 160 games last year. That's just awesome. He's done that for the last three. His homers, 37, 38 the last 2 years, and over 93 RBIs last 3 years. So he's very consistent. And I just like him a bit more than my number two guy, which is Jose Ramirez, your number one guy. He's steady, but he's just getting up there with age. I think he's getting a little older. There's not a lot of hoopla on that Guardians team. So he doesn't have a lot of guys on base in front of him. His homers have dropped the last 3 years in a row and only had 80 RBIs last year. So I think he's on the downcline. Number three would be Devers. He's my third, but barely. So there's your top three right there in the first tier. Number four, I got a comeback year for Manny Machado. Like you talked about, he could go all the way up to number two, I think, if he has a normal Manny Machado year. What do you have, like wrist problems or something last year?
It's wrist or shoulder. I can't remember.
His elbow he's complaining about. But he had surgery on that, so he should be good to go. Might DH the first couple weeks, but I see a big year for Manny this year. All right, number five, I got Mr. Grand Slam, Royce Lewis of the Twinkies. He was on fire last year. If he can just stay healthy, I can see him moving up to number one next year. So big things for Royce Lewis. Number six, I got the Gunner. Number seven, I hope this guy comes back for a big year. I got Nolan Arenado. I think about the same spot you got him, but he's due for a bounce back. Number eight, I got Alex Bregman. He's kind of boring. Josh Young at number nine of the Rangers. And number 10, I got Alec Baum.
Yep, that's a good list. It's kind of close at the beginning, you know, just a couple players mixed around. But our bottom halves are pretty different. You got Josh Young and Alec Boehm. I like both of them. They just didn't make my list. Yeah, so let's talk about our favorite breakout this season. My favorite breakout is, you touched on him, Royce Lewis, the Grand Slam King. I like how we're on the same page for a lot of this stuff. Some would say he broke out last season. I agree with that, but I think he can become one of the top players in the league if he stays healthy. Lewis is an electric player who has overcome many injuries, and he just continues to perform. I expect 30 home runs, 100 RBIs, and many more Grand Slams to come. He's a player who has an ADP of about 53 on CBS right now. I won't be surprised if he's a top 20 pick next season. Just please stay healthy, Royce Lewis. Who's your breakout, Chris?
Ditto. Royce
Same.
Lewis.
Yep. I know you're
a
big
a stud,
Royce
man.
Lewis fan.
What round do you think he's going to get drafted in this year?
If nobody's, like, in our league, or
yeah, farm league,
if nobody's keeping him, I could see him being a top of round four pick.
Okay, good, because I'm gonna pick him around three so you don't get him. Don't fall for this shyster. I got tricks, man. I got the tricks.
Did you
I'm
draft
going
him, or did you
I
pick
had
him
him
off
last year.
waivers? Yeah.
I can't. I think he's on waivers because I think he started the year injured.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a keeper.
Yep. All right. Let's talk about our favorite under the radar player. Who you got, Chris?
How about Jake Berger? Had a great year after they traded him to the Marlins. He's kind, you know, he's a decent year with the White Sox, but after he traded him to the Marlins, he just took off. Had a .279 batting average in the second half compared to .229 with the White Sox. So I can see some big things with him. He might see the ball a little better in Miami than Chicago.
Yeah. My favorite under the radar player, and I really debated putting him on this list because I really want to get him in all of my drafts, is Mikel Garcia of the Royals. Like I said, he's one of my favorite late round targets in drafts. Some leagues he could be even free if people don't know who he is. He's got an ADP of about 250. That's, like I said, a late round pick. In limited games, he hit .272 with 100 combined runs and RBIs. He had 23 stolen bases. I do like him as a cheap stolen base guy, and he is projected to hit leadoff in this Royals lineup. Last episode, I talked about the Royals being one of my favorite teams in the AL Central. I picked them to win the AL Central, so I think it's going to be a good lineup. I like Mikel Garcia as my favorite under-the-radar player. And let's talk about a bust. You know, I promise this is not another homer pick with me being a Cardinals fan, but I do have my doubts with Spencer Steer. Even after he had a great rookie season, his second half stats dropped all across the board. You know, his batting averages, on base percentage, his OPS, they all decreased. He saw a big jump in his ground ball percentage from 33% to 42%. I think he's talented enough to stay in the lineup all year, but the Reds have some of the, like, most depth in the league, a lot of log jams for position players. It's not impossible to think that if he starts slow, he could lose playing time, even get sent down. Like I said, he's a rookie last year. You never know what can happen with all the depth they have. He's got an ADP in about 108th on CBS. I'll pass. I need him to be in probably the 130s for me to draft him. Who is your biggest bust, Chris?
I got Spencer Steer too. The only thing I really like about him is his position availability. He's all over the infield. He's kind of like the Cardinals, Brendan Donovan. I'm blank for a second. Just a guy you can plug in anywhere. But like you said, he's got a lot of people playing in front of him or alongside of him. That infield stacked. Just don't know where he's going to play. So he might be only play five times a week. Unless they trade to India somewhere. But, yeah, I got him as a bust this year. No, not as a bad year. I just don't think he's going to put up the numbers he did last year.
Yeah, and, I mean, you kind of said that you like his positional availability. They are moving all of the Reds players around. They moved a lot of their infielders to the outfield, into the corners. They're moving them all around, which you think would be good. But when you want someone to play a lot, it's better to not have all these utility players all around him. Because, if he's not performing, they could slot, India back in. They can slot Jhaner Candelario, who I think is going to start. We talked about him last week. I don't like Spencer Steer this year, but, hey, it'll probably prove me wrong.
I think they should have traded him for some pitching, but.
Yeah, they should train somebody, one of their positional players. Alrighty, that'll do it for our third base preview. We'll be back next week with two episodes. So stay on the lookout for those. We'll see you guys next time.
Sorry, yeah.